Remember a few years ago, the New York Times said Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. So Trudeau goes out in a governmental announcement and says we're implementing Agenda 2030. Here it is.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
All these different UN combines and agreements don't exist. Anybody could go look them up and find out they do exist.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal sustainable development goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
Just a few months later, we are already seeing those promises transform into first concrete steps for action. On 21st of April, presidents, prime ministers, and other high-level representatives from around the world gathered at the UN headquarters in New York for a high-level debate on achieving the SDGs now that the goals and targets have been set.
We have no time to waste.
We need first to take seriously the goals because these are the world's goals. They're the only goals we're going to have for our generation.
The Agenda 2030 is going a step further because it recognizes that things need to change here in the rich countries as well. There's obligations for rich countries too in terms of environmental pollution, you know, our production and consumption patterns that are destructive for the planet.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
And now is the time for all of us to define our own role.
But it's big corporations saying we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil, even though all life on this planet is carbon-based. So Agenda 21 has been going on for 30-something years, since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing, they're doing the opposite. The globalists strategically said Europe and the U.S. will be service economies. Well, the global balance of power, where China doesn't have a big military and doesn't expand outside their borders, but they're given the deep water point ports, they're given the Panama Canal, they're given all the rare earth minerals. That's a global UN agreement framework. How do you think China has 98% of rare earth minerals? The stuff you need for all the semiconductors and for all the computers and all the devices. Because globally, they've been given that by the U.S., by Europe, by the globalists. They have been set up to win, to have the Chinese century.
It's not actually self-evident that China will absolutely, certainly rule this century, dominate this century. I think there's a good possibility that it will.
The title really is a reflection of all of the tools that China has at its disposal to secure resources from outside its boundaries.
And then along came Donald Trump. Along came Nigel Farage. Along came all these other patriots now who said, wait a minute. We didn't vote to enter these things, and it's all one-sided, and Canada has a 280% tariff on dairy, and we have no tariff, and China has a couple 100% tariffs on our goods. We have nothing on them. No wonder they've built everything up. No wonder this has all happened. But the Communist Party then takes all that money and parlays it into taking over other parts of the world, not even giving their people anything. And that's what we face, is a billion, 400 million slaves in China, with almost every party member, only a few thousand of them, being billionaires in China. Communism. with ultra-rich people with a bunch of slaves. And our
InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow
this. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com, band.video. Last night was the third night of the DNC. We're going to cover that today. We're going to be joined by Alex Stringer, who had a interview he did with BBC go absolutely viral since last evening. We'll show you that video and talk to Mr. Stringer himself. Turns out the DNC swarming with undercover right-wingers. I can't even keep track of all of them. Alex Stringer is there trolling the BBC. You've got Matt Walsh dressed up like a weirdo wandering around in the background of Chuck Schumer interviews. James O'Keefe is there undercover. Mike Lindell shaved his mustache for the first time in like 15 years to go undercover at the DNC. I feel like I'm kind of missing out. I think it's like a Where's Waldo game. Where is the right-wing extremist undercover at the DNC? And kudos to Alex Stringer for having the most viral moment out of all these guys. Culture jamming at its finest. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll be joined by Maria Z in the third hour. Talk about the goings-on in the world. We have a lot of news to cover, so let's just get into it, as we do every day, with your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2024. Kennedy to address the nation. This is an announcement from Kennedy24.com. Apparently, Team Kennedy is making a big announcement tomorrow. Gee, I wonder what that could be about. Gosh, if only we had some sort of, you know, source that could tell us what was going to be announced tomorrow. Moving on, takeaways from the third night of the Democratic National Convention. Democrats are betting that within the American electorate is a deep desire to leave behind the bitterness of a decade dominated by former President Trump. And so at the party convention Wednesday night in Chicago, a joy strategy portraying Vice President Kamala Harris as the candidate who can move the nation forward was on full display. Yes, folks, choose joy. You had Oprah Winfrey and Bill Clinton, Kamala Harris, choosing joy. Which is interesting because most of those names likely invoke a PTSD response from their victims. But, you know, they're choosing joy. So we'll show you some clips from that. And all of the joy that they're going to buy with your money once they tax you into oblivion. Meanwhile, FBI investigates how maggots got into the DNC breakfast, which is disturbing. But I personally am wondering how they got onto the stage. How they got into our media, how they've taken control of our entire governmental system. I mean, they shouldn't be at the breakfast either, but, you know, it seems like we got a major parasite problem around here. A revolting surprise greeted Democratic convention goers Wednesday when they saw their fellow attendees. No, sorry. A revolting surprise greeted Democratic convention goers Wednesday when the abortion bus rolled in. No, sorry. That's not it either. Sorry. Lots of revolting surprises at the DNC this year. Those maggots were found during a hotel breakfast service, and the FBI is now investigating the apparent activist stunt Around 6:45 a.m., hotel guests discovered the nauseating protein-packed topping, requiring at least one person to be assessed by first responders. Quote, we can confirm that a group of individuals caused a disruption at a DNC-related breakfast event at our hotel this morning, Fairmount Chicago hotel spokesperson Haley Robles told WGN-TV. Our team acted immediately to clean and sanitize the area, ensuring that the event could continue without further incident. Which is hateful and bigoted, as far as I'm concerned. Diversity is our strength. Let the maggots in the breakfast, okay? I don't know who you are to discriminate against your fellow maggot Americans, but those maggots are just as American as you or I, and they deserve a spot at the table, okay? We use a little tolerance. Not what you're all about, you hypocrites. But actually, no, this is a Palestinian thing. It's like a regular protest tactic of theirs. They'll, like, at one point a couple months ago, they, like, released a box of rats into some school, like at Penn or something. It's a strategy of theirs to put disgusting things like maggots and roaches or rats into wherever your enemies are, because they're disgusting people with disgusting ideas. Moving on, Turin Shroud study dates claims controversial cloth does date to the time of Jesus. Now, this is just the latest update investigation into the Shroud of Turin. A team of Italian researchers have entered the debate over the Shroud of Turin, a linen cloth believed by some to have been Jesus Christ's burial shroud. And look, it's been a little while since I looked into the Shroud of Turin. But let me just tell you, with absolutely no reservation or doubt, it's absolutely real. It is like 100% real. Maybe I'll go back and find some of my research. I really don't remember the details that well. But when you look into it, the more you hear about it, the more genuine it seems. Like, Jesus Christ was killed on the cross. He was wrapped in this cloth. He rose from the dead, and it left in this cloth a image of him in a way that, like, almost is like photographic technology. It's crazy. The Shroud of Turin is insane. I just wanted to cover that story in case anybody out there hadn't done any research into it. Look into the Shroud of Turin. I'd bet my bottom dollar that it is the genuine artifact, which, once you realize that, you realize the implications of what that means. It's a pretty much tangible proof Jesus Christ was not just real, but rose from the dead. It's wild. It really is wild. Maybe we'll get back into that a little bit later. But finally, we have this. California advances zero down, no payment home loans for undocumented immigrants. Yes, that's right, folks. Free homes for immigrants. Take that, struggling California American citizens. Take that. You thought we were helping you. Absolutely not. No, nothing will be done for the American people. It is only your replacements that will receive the benefits of the greatest country in the history of the world. The California Senate Appropriations Committee advanced a bill to allow undocumented immigrants to make use of the state's zero down, no payment home loan program. An expansion, the legislature says, could create significant cost pressures. Yeah, free. You know, they're giving free homes to illegal immigrants. Not only is this a deliberate slap in the face to the American people who are struggling to survive, let alone buy a home or any big ticket item to actually establish intergenerational wealth and build up their families here. Not only is it a very deliberate insult to the American people that we don't get this benefit, it also is, of course, a terrible idea in the financial realm. Like, why would you want this to be done? Who is going to give out loans to people who can't afford the down payment and can't afford the initial mortgage payment? Like, you're setting up illegal immigrants to buy houses that then get foreclosed on, that leave them in a worse spot than before. The house will get bought up, you know, in foreclosure by BlackRock or something. The banks will probably get bailed out by some government programs, since it is the government who's doing this in the first place. Suffice it to say, like every idea from the Democrats and Californians, it's terrible. It's just a terrible idea in like 100 million different ways. But I guess it's a you know, you're making this deal, you got benefits and negatives. The negatives are it's a terrible financial decision. You're going to be giving, you know, home loans to people that don't qualify for them. They're not going to be able to pay. You're setting up just another financial housing crisis, like almost destroyed the world in 2008. That's not great. It's an insult to the American people. It's stealing money from the American people and giving it to illegal aliens. It's incentivizing illegally crossing our border and breaking our laws. Like, there's a million reasons on the bad side of the scale. On the good side of the scale, it's just a gift to foreigners. So that's like all that's necessary. Like, to the Democrats, that outweighs all the negatives. You know, and it really doesn't matter how many this program could kill people. It could blind babies. It could, you know, result in, you know, puppies being sent down a slight incline into whirling blades. Like, it just, well, it doesn't matter how horrible the outcome is. If it provides any modicum, any tiny iota of benefit to non-Americans, they're for it. They're in favor of it. It's like, it doesn't matter. We just want to. And actually, when you look at it in that sort of paradigm, what we might see as a negative, the American people not being able to afford homes, the slap in the face, the illegal immigration, that's all actually positives in their book. So this is nothing but positives there. Not only do they get to hurt Americans, they get to benefit non-Americans in the process. And that to them is a win-win situation. It's a lose-lose situation for everybody that isn't the enemy of freedom, but that's not who controls the world right now. So that's where we are. That's your Daily Dispatch. Brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go today to InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that this is the last DNC that InfoWars is on the sidelines. You get that right now, this week, and at the RNC last month. I would not be surprised if, like, I don't want to give a percentage, some huge percentage of the desire to take down InfoWars, to launch the lawsuits, to keep us in a state of subservience to the court who can decide what we can spend money on and what we can't. They knew they weren't going to stop our broadcasts. They know they can't stop these ideas. They know that the signal has already gone out. The American people and people around the world are waking up. They know they can't stop us contacting you over the internet, but they can and have been extremely successful at shutting down our real world in real life activism, which is what made us dangerous in the first place. So it's very unfortunate that they have succeeded in this mission. They, of course, want to take us out completely so that, you know, we can never fund trips like that again. They've not failed in that regard, but they have succeeded this year in keeping us away from these major political events by just making it financially impossible for us to do it. And that's a damn shame, because my goodness, we would be having a very fun time. We'd be making all sorts of lifelong mimetic icons. But unfortunately, because of the lawsuits, we've had to sit this one out. And so help us to make sure that this is the last time that InfoWars is forced to sit on the sidelines during this big campaign. We can get through this. If we can elect Donald Trump, if we can survive the attacks, it'll be a different world on the other side, and we'll be able to get back to doing what we do best, which is taking this message off the airwaves and onto the streets, and not just talking about what's going on in this country, but actually leading giant activist movements to correct the path down which we travel. So, and you know, we've talked about this many times. They really don't want you knowing that you can get involved. They really don't want you thinking that you can have an effect, that you can go out on the streets, that you can bring pressure to your politicians and get them to change their ways. They don't want you talking about this stuff anyway. But if all you're doing is talking like that, they can live with that. They can live. If all you're doing is spouting off online to an echo chamber, that's like minimal damage to the globalist plans. It's when it breaks through that ghetto wall. It's when it breaks into the mainstream, when it grabs attention from mainstream news sites, when you pull off a stunt that people can't help but want to look at, want to look into, and want to uncover. It was 2016. It was Bill Clinton is a rapist. It was Hillary for prison. It was these memes that during the trial of InfoWars, people testified like this made Trump win. Like these memes, the memes that caused Trump's victory in 2016 almost exclusively came out of InfoWars, like primarily came out of InfoWars. And as they testified in the trial, that was the threat that InfoWars posed, and that's why they had to take us out. Now, again, we'll be back. This is a hiatus. This is a interim. It ain't over. But for the time, we have to sit back and simply be jealous of our fellow right-wingers. They get to do all of these fun trips. But just know, we would be there if we could. We will be covering and talking to many of the people that are now doing it. And this is the good news. The good side of this, the silver lining to this cloud is we're not even necessary anymore. We've had such a big impact from 2016 onward. We showed people and blazed the trail and served it as an example. And now, following us, like I said, there's like a million people. There's like 100 different right-wing content creators undercover at the DNC causing trouble these days. So that's the thing. They can try to stop InfoWars. They can sue InfoWars and lock up our bank accounts and make it to where we can't pay to travel. But like, it's out there. The Legion is activated and on the march. So good luck. So good luck shutting all that down, globalist. But we will be back, and you can ensure that we return triumphantly by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And it is just a matter of us getting through this interim, this hiatus, this break of normal activity. And we'll get back to it, and we'll continue in the meantime to make the biggest impact we can in our limited and artificially diminished capacity. I got a lot of videos to show you from the DNC, and on that note, I guess let's begin with the big video from today. We will be joined by Alex Stringer a little bit later in the show to talk about this bombshell clip that's gone totally viral. Just really realizing I didn't put it in the folder, but I'm dropping it in now. He posted this on X, explaining to BBC News why I'm a proud white dude for Kamala. And it's Alex Stringer doing what he does best and making the Democrats look like absolute idiots by just pretending to be one. It really is as simple as that. Let's go now to here's Alex Stringer undercover at the DNC being interviewed by the British Broadcasting Corporation. Let's watch.
Well, what brought you out here today? My name is Noah Source. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part and show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander in chief, and I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Were you this pumped and excited when Joe Biden was the nominee?
I mean, listen, like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he was a disgusting fascist, white supremacist pig. But now, like, you know, we get to really make history. We have, you know, like I said, we have the first woman of color to be president of the United States, and like, in our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in Kamala Harris, there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency. So I'm pumped, like I'm ready. You know, I am so excited. I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go. Woo!
Have you seen any excitement at a Democratic event like in the stadium?
No, listen, this is amazing. You know, like, you can't generate. I couldn't see any more excitement. Like, the only way there could be any more excitement is if, you know, maybe you have, like, an artist or a celebrity performing or opening for Kamala. But no, this is amazing. This is, like, celebrity level of excitement. This is a rock star. About when it comes to Kamala Harris presidency, it's the economy. And, you know, I'm really excited about how she finally wants to put a cap on price. prices at the grocery store. And, you know, like, look, even if price controls, you know, may lead to, like, shortages of food and basic goods, you know, the shortages will lead to rationing. And rationing, that leads to equity. And we need to be a more equitable place in America to dismantle our legacy of white supremacy. So thank you so much for hearing my voice and so many voices like me.
Rationing leads to equality. Absolutely. Yeah, brilliantly done by Alex Schringer. Just treading the line there, right? Not so over the top that it's obvious he's joking. BBC doesn't realize he's joking. And if you were to just, you know, take it, you know, what you just saw and have it printed out as a transcript, it would be almost verbatim what they actually say. So is it really that far-fetched? I don't think it is. I mean, that this, he didn't say anything that was like extraordinary, right? That was all just what the Democrats actually believe. They actually say that type of stuff. It's a little bit, it was just far enough to make it funny as a parody, but not so far that the BBC guy goes, oh, you're making a fool of me. I'm going to get out of here. No, they're perfectly willing to believe that Alex Stringer was totally legit right there. Because look where they are. Because, of course. Because why not? Is he live right now? Or he was on... Oh, this was last night. Okay, yeah, okay. So he tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. Day 3 live coverage of the DNC. So he'll be joining us a little bit later as well. Tell us what else he's getting up to. You know, it was night 3. It was exactly what you would expect. There's a great thread by Vigilant Fox at Vigilant Fox on X. The 10 most embarrassing moments from the DNC day 3. They brought in celebrities to save the day, but what actually happened was downright hilarious. Oprah Winfrey says childless cat lady, and CNN cuts to a random woman in the crowd who had no idea it was coming. We're proud to be childless cat ladies. And it cuts to some lady. She's like, oh. Like that, there's actually a fantastic Key and Peele sketch where they keep talking about, and gay Americans, they keep cutting to a guy in the crowd going, I'm trying to get out of the camera, trying to get out of the camera view. Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody wants to be the thing that you want to be, Democrats. I've explained it before. They try to do this Trumpian thing of co-opting what they say about you. But the thing is, Democrat insults are actually positives, right? When Democrats say to you, you're a toxic masculinity person, it's like masculinity is inherently good and attractive to 99% of people. So it's easy to then just turn around and adopt that and go, oh, you're going to call me toxically masculine? Cool. That is what I am. Thank you for that. And then they're just like stewing in anger, like, no, that was supposed to be an insult. And you're like, look how toxically masculine I am. With them, you know, we call them childless cat ladies, and they're like, okay, well, yeah, I am a childless cat lady. And we're just like, yeah, we know. No, we're aware. They're like, no, it's cool to be a childless cat lady. We're just like, all right, okay, you can say that. Sure. You know, it's like the thing where people go, they'll do man on the street interviews and on like at like pride festivals. And they'll say, skit is amazing. And they'll say, we will come in with this skit. It is very appropriate to what we're talking about right here. But, you know, people go, transgender women are women. And then the interview goes, well, you're a very convincing trans woman. And then they get really insulted. They're like, I'm a natural woman. No, I'm natural. Yeah, no, we know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 plastic shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Old Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I have a simple philosophy that government should work for everyone, not just the elite. And that's why I helped pass the Farm Bill, because I care about farmers. But I won't stop there. I will work for everyone, whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are Asian or Hispanic, whether you are straight or whether you are gay. I will work for all of you. And that's why I also support marriage equality. Folks don't choose to be gay any more than I choose to be straight. Could you imagine if someone told you that you couldn't marry the person that you loved? I'm sorry, I think gays are people too. Gays are not different. Gays, They are just like us. They love. They fear. They raise their children. They strive for a better life. But there are those who believe that being gay is an abomination. That's absurd. The homosexual community is a valuable community in this country. They are doctors. They are lawyers. They are teachers. They are me. And they are you. And their contributions are no less important than any other group in this fine nation of ours. So, turn to that gay person near you.
This is a Key and Peele skit that
and see
actually
that
happened.
They are no different than you are.
Literally happened last night at the DNC. And it's like this is like a real thing. Like I just said, and we've shown you the videos. We have women saying trans women are they're real women just like me. And somebody insinuates that they think they're trans, and they get real mad. They do not like that. Look, there's a reason why schoolyard insults are what they are. I don't care if I don't have anything against gay people. Nobody wants to be called gay. Come on. Gay people don't even want to be called gay. This literally happened. Here is Oprah Winfrey invoking childless cat ladies and CNN immediately cutting to some poor woman. Let's watch.
We just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady...
They did it. They did the meme. They did the skit. Brutal. Brutal, CNN. That was harsh. I gotta say, that was very harsh. Hilarious. Good catch by Vigilant Fox. That's from their thread, top 10 most embarrassing moments of the DNC. We'll go to some others. But my friend just sent me a screenshot. I tried it out myself. I encourage you to try this as well. If you go to X.com, formerly Twitter, and simply search the word traitor, T-R-A-I-T-O-R, the first suggestion under the People's tab that comes up is Barack Obama, which is pretty hilarious. If you just search the word traitor on X, Barack Obama is the first suggested response. Everybody after him has the word traitor in their title, but Barack Obama apparently is there's something in the algorithm has him identified as a traitor on X. That's wild. I didn't know if it was just something like with my friend's X. Like there's no way. There's no way if you search the word traitor on X, Barack Obama is the number one response. But try it yourself, folks. Try it yourself. That is hilarious as well. We're going to continue on this parade of hilarity, laughing at the DNC. For the time being, we will be joined by Alex Stringer, talk about his escapades a little bit later. Some more of these funniest moments from Vigilant Fox, or most embarrassing moments, as they put it. I don't know. I would put that Oprah Winfrey one sort of at the top of the list. That is hilarious that they would do that. And again, I wonder, like, does this lady want to be known as a childless cat lady? Is that something you want to co-opt and pretend is a positive? I doubt it. And of course, you know, Oprah Winfrey, famously childless. Well, she hasn't had her own children. I don't know what's going on in her basement, but for, you know, biologically, she is without child. And I wonder if you were to ask the average mother out there if they would rather be a world famous television superstar with $2.5 billion or have their children, which they would choose. Which do you think is a more fulfilling life? You can't get better than Oprah. I mean, you talk about childless cat ladies. That is the peak of the childless cat lady mountain, right? She is on the Mount Rushmore of childless cat ladies. Would a single mother in America switch spots with her if it meant giving up their own children? Is there anything that that woman could earn or achieve or do? Is there any size house that she can buy that's worth more than a loving family? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. So
what if they have bad kids?
Oh, if they have bad kids. Well, what if they have bad cats? You know, that can go both ways. That can go both ways. So just know that as a childless cat lady, you're probably not going to have $2.5 billion and legions of fans around the world. But even if you did, it still wouldn't be the preferred life path. And for the most part, you're going to be just as poor and sad as you are now. You'll just have a cat. Number eight on the Vigilant Fox, the list, is Mike Lindell. And he's in disguise. He shaved his mustache for the first time in like 15 years or something to go undercover. But we'll go to the video. He confronted Harry Sisson. So here's Mike Lindell in disguise. Hardly recognize him. Talking to Harry Sisson. Let's watch.
We're actually inside the building.
How does it count to support a convicted felon?
Hey, no, look at this, guys. See how they attack here? Look at, they're attacking me on the wall.
He's supposed to be undercover. Harry Sisson obviously recognizes him.
Harry Sisson, have you gotten your vasectomy yet? I think that's what the audience wants to know.
Have you got your vasectomy yet? Did you get your vasectomy? Were you aborted? Did your mom get your vasectomy? I prayed for you that your mom did not abort you.
You know, I found my dog. My dog was, she was starving on the street. Somebody had tied her up and just left her there. And I found her and she was starving. And we took her in, you know, to the vet to be spayed. And they go in, do the surgery. They come out. I go, how'd it go? And they go, turned out she'd already been spayed. It turned out, you know, we got in and there's nothing to take out. We didn't know. I imagine that would be the situation with Harry Sisson. I imagine if he went in for a vasectomy, they'd come out going, there's been some sort of horrible mistake. There's been some sort of mistake. We tried to do the operation, and frankly, we're not sure what we're dealing with down there. We're contacting Mattel to figure out how the anatomy of a Ken doll works. But Mike Lindell made a big mistake here. He shaved his mustache, made a big move, went undercover, wanted to be in disguise. The man has a giant cross hanging out of his shirt. You're iconic for having your cross outside of your shirt. You're in the DNC. You're probably the only one there wearing a cross. This is like Superman dressing up as Clark Kent, but still having a giant S on his chest. It sort of screws the whole costume up. The disguise is screwed up when you wear it. It's like Flava Flav going undercover but still wearing a giant clock around his neck. It's like you gotta go all in, Mike. You gotta stop wearing the cross outside of your shirt if you want people to think you're a Democrat. We'll be right back. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to The American Journal. Finishing up with the highlighted moments from yesterday's DNC. We'll go to a few more videos, and we'll move on to some other stuff. Again, this Vigilant Fox thread does a great job of laying out the most embarrassing, some of the most embarrassing moments. The whole thing is a gigantic embarrassment for America, embarrassing us all. And, of course, it is, I mean, I'm trying to think. So we got Alex Stringer, we got Matt Walsh, we got Mike Lindell, we got James O'Keefe. I think Tim Pool might be there undercover as well. I saw that was a post, but I wasn't sure if it was if it was sarcastic or not. But the DNC is just—it's swarming with undercover right wingers, barely trying to fit in. Let's go to a few more videos here. Tim Walz, with a straight face, makes a claim that is entirely contradictory to everything else they've been saying the entire time. Clip number 14. Here's. Coach Tom just being a hypocrite. Let's watch.
Leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming others. Leaders do the work. So I don't know about you. I'm ready to turn the page on these guys. So go ahead. Say it with me. We're not going back.
Not going back where? We will never return to the land of affordable groceries. Never again. The entirety of the Democratic campaign is dedicated exclusively to insulting Trump and his supporters and blaming them for everything. They've blamed Trump for border security 2 months ago. Okay. He's been out of office for 4 years. His entire campaign and presidency was centered on building the wall and stopping legal immigration. These people blame him 4 years later for the disaster they've caused. And believe me, I know it sounds crazy, but in case you don't remember, yes, in fact, they did say that it was Donald Trump that caused the fake border security bill to fail, and that's why the border is open. Like 2 months ago, they had some bill that may have done something to secure the border. Just again, you know all this. I don't need to tell you all this, but just to reemphasize, Trump's out of office for 4 years. The border is completely open to the entire time that the Biden-Kamala administration is in operation. They blame Trump for the failure of border security. Then they go give a speech at the DNC where they say real leaders don't blame others for their failures. Okay. So we'll move on when my head stops spinning from the absurdity of these lines, but it just goes on and on. The entire, or like the primary thing that Tim Walz has brought to Kamala Harris's campaign is to call J.D. Vance weird. All they do is insult Trump and blame him for their own failures. They're blaming Trump for the economy that was booming when COVID hit, was chugging along by the time he got out of office, and has cratered ever since. They'll blame Trump for the Afghanistan withdrawal. They'll blame Trump for the Ukraine war with Russia and for the conflict in the Middle East. All they do is blame Trump for everything that he has literally nothing to do with. Literally nothing to do with. And insulting him and, of course, all of his followers. So, I don't know. Out of all of the hypocrisy, I guess we can highlight one example, but it is one amongst many. Again, from the Vigilant Fox thread, DNC chooses the wrong person to deliver this line. Clip number 18, another little bit ill-advised optics from the DNC. Let's watch.
As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Yes.
So oh, Jesse, God. They're going to eat us. She's going to eat us, folks.
I'd trust her at her word.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. What is that supposed to mean? If you're not at the table, you're on the table? What the hell are they talking about? Can the crew help me out? What does that mean?
She said you're on the menu.
You're on the menu. Okay, so if you're not...
So you're like in the kitchen.
So it's like... I get it. So it's basically like... If you don't give me power, then you're killing me, is basically how it goes. Basically, if you don't give me a spot at the table, a.k.a. put me in charge, even though I haven't earned it, right? Even though, you know, by merit, I would never be allowed a seat at the table. You have to give me a seat at the table, and maybe two seats for this young woman. And if you don't, then you're basically killing me. It's not just that, you know, you're just running things, and I'm not included in my... you know, particular identity or demographic or psychosis, whatever my particular psychosis is, isn't being represented in whatever, you know, industry they're infiltrating at the time. Then it's not just, you know, excluding me from power. It's not just like disadvantage. No, you're killing me. You're eating me alive. You're cannibalizing me. Basically, by denying me unearned power, you are killing me. Vote Trump.
She's not going to be childless for long, Harrison.
I was a white dude for Kamala.
Wait, hold on. We're going to need a repeat of that. Hold on. Take it full screen. We're doing this for the memes. You were a what?
I voted for Kamala. I was one of the good ones. It smells so bad down here. They're all just... it's a biological phenomenon. That's what we're learning. Leftism is, in fact, a biological, not a philosophical or ideological phenomenon. It is a biological aberration. That's what leftism is. It is a biological aberration. It is a set of people that are against God. Like, their existence violates nature. You understand? Kind of like how, like, you ever seen the comparison of, like, a chicken in the wild versus, like, factory-farmed chickens? These are the factory-farmed chickens of humanity. Beings that should not and would not be able to exist in nature, and are only able to continue existence by continuous intervention from, you know, medical technology. That's basically what we're looking at when we look at the DNC, when you look at leftists, when you look at liberals. It's a phenomenon of human achievement, really, that these people can only exist in a world denuded of nature, in which nature and the natural consequences of their action, they're shielded from continuously by routine injections of taxpayer dollars. Okay? So it's not a philosophy, it's not an ideology, it's a biological crime against God, leftism. Okay? Clip number 10 is a big video that has gone viral, and let's just go ahead and roll it. It's Tim Walz's son during Tim's speech.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen.
That might be his son, you but are my, you know, it's a Democrat, so who knows? I think that's his daughter. There's his son.
I'm letting you in.
I thought that was kind of nice. Kid's proud of his dad. What are you going to say? I like that one. Let's go now to Chris Cuomo, clip 19. Here's him. We don't quite have time to get to that. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll continue this for the next 5 minutes. I don't know about you. I'm having fun going through all these videos. I like this. Let's go to clip number 7 here. This is another clip of Oprah. Here's the childless cat lady, multi-billionaire, suspected human trafficker, telling you how unfair her life has been.
From the redwood forest, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Oh, I bet. No, I bet. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to America 2024. When the billionaire global superstar black woman will be getting up on stage and berating you as a white man for your unearned privilege, complaining about the discrimination the billionaire has faced that you never had to deal with, white plumber guy from middle America, out of touch weirdo cat ladies. Yep, that's a DNC for you. We'll show you more on the other side. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The media's watchdog and America's voice. You're on The American Journal.
All right, welcome back. We got a lot of stories to discuss today. Don't have to do with the DNC. It's like, not only is this a major sort of paramount political event, at least it's supposed to be. I mean, it's in reality a gay dance party pretending to be a political event, but we're going to pretend. For all intents and purposes, it's a major political event, and every aspect of it sort of teaches a lesson. Shows you who we're dealing with here, what their intentions are. And we can all just marvel at their ability to gaslight their brainwashed underlings. And in fact, who would have thought Chris Cuomo made this point in a very powerful way on the floor of the DNC? His redemption arc continues. Here's Chris Cuomo, former disgraced CNN talking head propagandist dumbass on the DNC, making some damn good points. Let's watch.
A big theme here at the DNC is that they're going to go after corporate gouging, and they're going to go after corporations, whether it's in taxes, largesse, loopholes. The RNC, we heard the same thing. They're going after the elites, the two sets of rules. Let me reveal a reality to you that has to be spoken to here, okay? These are the soldiers. These are the men and the women that go back to their constituencies and their communities, and they fight. They take time from their jobs. They take time from their families. Republicans and Democrats alike, that's what they do. They need to charge these people up. They need to be able to get them on board. But there's another reality that is literally looking down on them. Greg, look at the ring of sweets, okay? This is not unique to Democrats. There is a game of money. When people talk about uniparty, we are strangled by the money reality in our politics. Those suites start at 500 grand. You think there's like a teacher group up in there? You think it's like the Cub Scouts of Columbia County, South Carolina, that's up in those boxes? Some of them are lobbies and good things. The media boxes, you think they're free? Why do you think I'm on the floor? News Nation is not a broke company. Nextstar is a massive organization. We are corporate media. We don't have one of those boxes because that's the game. You pay to play. Those boxes are filled with the same people that they say they're going to regulate. They are literally looking down on the faithful and being told, yeah, we're going to break down on them. We're going to make them pay their share. They paid 500, 700, a million and a half to have those seats. They get hotel suites that are probably gifted to the party. And the same thing is true with the Republican side. And they're going to take them down. They're going to change how it is. They are looking down from on high at the people who make the difference in their communities. And that is the reality of politics. And I had my producer walk around and show you those suites. Now, they're not all the same. They're not all the same. But the reality is, in 2000, they spent $300 million on presidential campaigns. 24 years later, you know what they're expected to spend? $10 billion. Do you know how much money Harris has raised in the last couple of weeks? Hundreds of millions. And that's success. A lot of it's small donor. A lot of it isn't. The most dangerous money in politics is now legal money because of Citizens United. You've got to know this. The idea that they can fight against it is almost laughable. It's almost laughable. So look and listen when you are told these things. Because I don't care what they promise you. Not here tonight, not at the RNC, not that Trump knows them, not that they don't own them. He did one of the biggest fundraisers I've ever heard of in my life out where I live. Millions of dollars a plate. That's the reality of politics.
Dang. Yeah, Chris Cuomo telling the truth there. You know, what are you going to say? Redemption is possible. He has seen the light. Not that I trust him as far as I could throw him, but he's right about what he just said. And it is a very powerful visual image of the skyboxes looming over the crowd of their underlings unwittingly working towards their own destruction. And that's what I mean. This ain't just about the DNC. It's about what it represents. It's about what's revealed when you investigate the claims, the lies, bizarre psychological triggers of these psychos that run our country. I think it makes sense why everything's going to crap. These people are in charge.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bobby's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands, you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back. Joined by Alex Stringer in the next segment, 30 After. Maybe get a little preview of what he's got picking up for us at the DNC. We're joined by Maria Z in the third hour of this program, but we got some, and we'll probably return to the DNC with her as well, because I still have videos that I want to play. So we're talking about the demographics that the Democrats are going for right now. They're really looking to lock in the boomer cuck demographic. That is really, I don't know, I guess they're worried about that. They're trying to shore up the boomer cuck votes. Like every man who's gone out on stage of the DNC is just like a fat, bald white guy talking about how joyful it is to have an overbearing wife. It's very sad. It's very sad and pathetic. Well, after, before, during, whatever. We have a lot of other news here to get to, so we'll maybe take a little jaunt around the world, see what's happening in geopolitics. But let's zoom out a little bit. Let's zoom out. Let's take a bird's eye view. Let's look at this thing on a metaphysical level. We're going to go to clip 5 here. This is Neil Oliver talking about the Milgram experiments. And it's one of these things like MK Ultra or 9/11 being an inside job. It's one of these things that it's just worth revisiting every couple of months or so, just to remind ourselves of some of these foundational truths about humanity, what drives us, how the people in power carried out experiments over the last half century to determine how best to manipulate and control humanity. And the Milgram experiment is a preeminent example of where they learned lessons that they now apply rigorously and with devious intention. Let's go now to clip number 5, Neil Oliver.
Ralph, you're reminding me of all sorts. You know, I'm minded of, you know, the Milgram experiments, you know, where people were duped into thinking that they were giving up to and including lethal electric shocks to people that they couldn't see, but they could hear, but they were being reassured all the time by men and women in white coats purporting to be doctors that it was okay because they were doing what they were told by people in authority. And so they were prepared to set aside their own morality and ethics and deliver what would have been lethal electric shocks. And then there's that experiment where people were unknowingly the only people in an experiment that weren't in on the trick, and two different lengths were put on a blackboard, and people were invited to say, are they different lengths or are they the same? And everyone who was in on the trick said, no, they are exactly the same length. And the dupe, the mark, the only person who didn't know, could plainly see that there were two different lengths, but decided to go with the, you know, to go with the majority decision, you know, assuming that there must be something wrong with himself. And yet, with all that background knowledge that we have about our susceptibility, we've found ourselves here again.
Well, these experiments weren't carried out to, you know, learn how to not succumb to these psychological manipulations. They were carried out in order to weaponize this psychological reality. And there's a couple things about the Milgram experiment. Obviously, the overriding sort of conclusion is that you've got these guys in white coats who aren't even doctors, by the way, right? It's just a symbol of authority. But I think there's more to it than that. I don't think it would have been the same if the people could have seen the people they were electrocuting, right? The fact that there's that barriers, that separation between you and the person that you think you're hurting, person that you're hurting, like that's enough psychologically for humans to do horrible things. And that's what you see with the liberals and the leftists. Because they are so hateful and aggressive, and because the media is so controlled, like they don't see conservatives in the media unless they're being portrayed in the most horrific way possible, in the most dishonest and negative way that, you know, can be expressed. And in their personal life, like even if they have conservative friends, the conservative friends probably keep it secret because they know how vicious and evil these people are. And so they, when you have people like we saw Alex Stringer's video yesterday with the guy talking about, I want to just deport all Trump supporters, or when you know, see the posts of MAGA kids go headfirst into the wood chipper. What I mean is that it's the Milgram experiment. It's about listening to authority, but it also has elements of like depersonalization, dehumanization, where humans can be made to do horrible things or accept horrible things if they can be given just the bare minimum psychological separation between themselves and their fellow humans. You can then treat that person like a non-entity, like an animal, like somebody not worthy of respect or care. So there's that aspect. It's also not so much about people being willing to do whatever authority says because they're the authority. It's about personally, your own personal psychology overcoming the guilt or the responsibility of your actions. And while obviously this is, you know, in context of COVID and you know, the medical experts telling you what to do, and you link that to climate change and the experts, you know, telling you, yeah, we just have to get rid of all the farms. Everybody's going to starve. Who cares? I'm the expert, right? But what about like FBI agents? What about CIA agents? What about people who themselves have inordinate authority over everybody else in the society? How do those agents deal with that psychologically? Well, they deal with it by following orders. By going, I shouldn't have this much power, but it's okay because I'm not the one exerting this power. I'm just doing it in service of following orders that were given to me from on high. So if what I'm doing is wrong, it's not my fault. It's the guy who told me to do this. I'm just a vessel. I am just a figure. I'm just a machine being controlled by somebody else. So I'm not the one to blame for my inordinate power and the abuse thereof. I'm just following orders. And it's terrifying knowing that people will literally electrocute their fellow human beings to death on those orders if, for their own sanity, they can just offload the guilt of that onto the person in the white coat. Not because they have some sort of knowledge or authority that, that the person doing the electrocution respects, but because they can just, you know, again, psychologically offload the impact or responsibility of their own actions. And that's extremely worrying, especially when you have a leadership class that themselves refuse to ever acknowledge or take responsibility for the result of their actions. So you've got people at the top giving the orders and never suffering the consequences when the outcome is horrible. And then the people on the ground are carrying out the orders, but it's not their fault because they're not the one making the decision. At the end of the day, nobody feels like they're responsible. Nobody, you know, personally feels like they have a moral obligation to do something different. And there, at the end of the day, is kind of nobody to punish because, well, you punish him for just doing his job, or you punishing this guy for just giving the orders. It's sort of, you know, where's the fault lie? It's worth it to revisit that and remind ourselves of why these experiments were carried out. Because like Neil Oliver at the end there is like, it's strange we've known this for so long and still can't, you know, prevent ourselves from falling into this trap. It's like, no, these things were studied so that the people in charge could best apply this pressure psychologically to control you. We'll go to another video here. Actually, we'll do this because we'll talk about the UK for a little bit. Obviously, we've been touching on it continuously, but for the last few days, we haven't actually dug into what's going on in the UK. But I want to go to clip number 11 here. Toby Young makes a very interesting observation about the way the UK is just engaged in an inquisition right now. Let's go to clip number 11. Here's Toby Young on PM Keir Starmer.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. The Pakistani authorities are accusing this guy and his news agency of being the first news source to identify the attacker as an asylum seeker, which we now know was false. But it does suggest that Keir Starmer's analysis, his initial claim that these riots were organized by far-right agitators, many of them from outside the areas where the disorder took place, was itself fake news. So one of the ironic implications of this, Patrick, is that the Prime Minister himself may be guilty under the offence created by the Online Safety Act of knowingly publishing false information, which has a harmful effect. I mean, you could argue that by blaming far-right agitators from outside the areas where the riots were taking place, Keir Starmer effectively encouraged counter-protesters, Muslim counter-protesters for the most part, to form mobs, to police areas, to identify and attack people they thought were far-right agitators from outside their area. So you could argue that Keir Starmer's misinformation regarding who was behind the riots contributed to a harmful outcome, and he could therefore be guilty of an offence under the Online Harms Act.
But of course he won't be, because that's not how these things function. Yeah, that, you know, if our laws worked like algorithms, it would be very different, wouldn't it? Affirmative action is the one that we always point to, where it's like, yeah, if it was just, you know, minorities get benefits until they're, you know, equal. And, you know, at this point, white people in Texas are a minority. So if it all just shifted over to white people and now they're the minority and now they get all the benefits, it at least would be somewhat fair. And that's not how it works. Even when white people are the minority, like me in Texas, the majority population is still given the benefits of affirmative action and, you know, underserved community designation, even when they're the majority. So it's not about, like, here's the free speech law, and if, or here's the speech law, and if you spread misinformation, you go to jail. And it's just, it's like a calculator. There's no human interaction. It's just, this is how it's applied. Then, yeah, Keir Starmer would be in prison right now. In case you didn't understand what was talked about, although I think it was pretty clear, a man has been arrested in Pakistan for cyber terrorism over UK riots. An arrest this week of a Pakistani national suggests the Prime Minister Keir Starmer's campaign against disinformation in the wake of riots prompted by the murder of three young girls in Southport has no borders. So this is what they're talking about when they say we're going to extradite people for, you know, speech violations in UK. Farhan Asif was arrested at his home in Lahore, Pakistan on Tuesday on suspicion of cyber terrorism in relation to disinformation alleged to have helped fuel the UK riots. And so this guy apparently was the first news organization. He ran a news site called Channel 3 Now, which gave a false name for the Southport attacker and incorrectly suggested he was a Muslim illegal migrant who arrived in the UK after crossing the channel. And this was the name put forward that, like, some other woman shared on Facebook. She shared this report, right? So this guy in Pakistan puts out a report saying the stabber was a Muslim asylum seeker. Some woman in the UK sees this report, reposts it, and says, if this is true, it's going to be bad. She gets thrown into prison for years for that because she believed this guy's publication because it looked like a real news story. She didn't mean to spread misinformation. She thought it was legit. Doesn't matter. She goes to jail for spreading hateful disinformation, even though she qualified it with the phrase, if this is true. And she wasn't calling for violence. She was sounding a warning. She was saying, guys, things are about to get a little bit messy if this is true, if it turns out this guy was an asylum seeker. She was sent to jail. She was arrested. She is in jail right now for reposting this guy's thing. So if this is where this claim came from, then as this guy that we just watched pointed out, then Prime Minister Keir Starmer, when he gets up and isn't just saying, but is actually making laws on and, like, making arrests based on the claim that far-right agitators were deliberately spreading misinformation to create race hatred and inspire violence. That claim is, in fact, false. That claim is what inspired Muslim gangs to go out and actually commit violence. Keir Starmer is guilty of the speech laws that he's now acting on to arrest hundreds of unwitting UK citizens who, you know, posted a story they thought were true. But obviously that's never going to happen. If these laws were applied even remotely fairly and across the board, then all the Muslim rioters would be arrested. None of them have been arrested. They haven't even been reported on. These are the guys walking around with literal samurai swords, beating up white people who are just hanging out in bars. They've never been arrested. So the idea of, like, well, if you are going to arrest him, you have to arrest your prime minister, too. I don't know. In response to that claim, what they'll do is just say the claim of the PM violating the law is disinformation. You're now violating the law. I mean, that's how easy it is to manipulate these speech laws, which is why they're so dangerous and why they have to be resisted at all costs. Data Hazard on X has this horrifying statistic. Over 50,000 Brits in the past decade have been charged with illegal words or writing. 50,000 British people have been charged in the last 10 years. More than Russia. Maybe more than China. I mean, who knows? 50,000 in 10 years? It's wild. That is truly wild. That's 5,000 a year, right? Wow. Wait, 50,000 over 10 years. That's 5,000 a year. What's 5,000 divided by 365? How many people a day are arrested in the UK on average for their words? 13 people a day on average get arrested in the UK for nonviolent word-based violations. And of course, you can see a massive spike in 2021 and 2022 in both these things. We haven't even gotten to 23. And of course, with the full-scale nationwide roundup taking place now, that average is going to increase significantly. 50,000 Brits in a decade, 5,000 a year, 13 Brits a day are arrested for words they say that displease their masters. Absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing stuff. And I guess on that note, let's go to clip number 6 here. This is an older video from Nigel Farage. It's worth it to revisit every once in a while. In particular, to see the demonic, eye-rolling, goblin physiognomy of the people that he's talking to and about. When Nigel Farage is asking, who voted for you? Who the hell voted for you? Who determined you should be in charge of me or of us or of my nation? No one's even heard of you. And the guy he's talking to is just like, it's weird. It's weird. Let's go to clip number 6.
You have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask, that we're all going to ask is, who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you. I would like to ask you, President, who voted for you? And what mechanism? Oh, I know democracy's not popular with you lot. And what mechanism do the peoples of Europe have to remove you? Is this European democracy? Well, I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous. And I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country.
Brutal. Brutal. Yes, Simon about making like philosophical, moral, political arguments about this. Just look at the guy, right? Got this weird little leprechaun gremlin looking dude. Nigel Farage is pointing out, nobody voted for you. Nobody actually wants you. Your authority is entirely derived from being appointed by the elites, and yet you claim to represent democracy. And when this is pointed out to him, he's just like, and it's like the Hillary Clinton thing. Like, they don't care, right? In a way, he's kind of reveling in it. He's being called out by Nigel Farage going, you have no legitimacy, you have no right to tell anybody what to say. You claim to represent a democracy, but your entire power structure is a fraud. It's probably exciting the guy. The guy's probably getting excited. He's probably like, yeah, I'm so powerful. I'm so powerful right now. Like, they revel in this. They enjoy being unfairly or incorrectly given power. That guy doesn't feel any obligation to exert his power responsibly. He doesn't feel any guilt about like being appointed to something that he should have been elected to. There's no, you know, limiting factor that he's going to impose on himself. To go, I have a real obligation here. I've been given a lot of power, but I'm going to use it in service of the people I love in my country. No, there's power hungry demons. And their faces are weird. Their faces are universally creepy. Remember, leftism, liberalism, globalism is not a philosophical or ideological creation. It is a physical aberration, malformation of the human mind. Just so we're clear. Just so we're perfectly clear. Meanwhile, oh my God, we have so many stories to get to. All right, we're about to go to break. We're going to come back with Alex Stringer. Still ahead, more DNC coverage. We got the outcome at MIT once affirmative action was eliminated. We've got baby foods being poisoned and fluoride being twice the level it should be. and so much more you need to know. Stay with us. Alex Stringer in the next segment. Maria Z in the third hour. More news on the way. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We are connecting with Alex Stringer right now. Let's again watch his brilliant performance during a BBC interview with the DNC yesterday, undercover as a brain-dead liberal cuck. Let's watch.
What brought you out here today? Listen, my name is Noah Source. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part and show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander-in-chief. And I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Were you this pumped and excited when Joe Biden was the nominee?
I mean, listen, like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he's a disgusting fascist white supremacist pig. But now, like, you know, we get to really make history. We have, you know, like I said, we have the first woman of color to be president of the United States. And, like, you know, our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in Kamala Harris, there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency. So I'm pumped. Like, I'm ready. You know, I am so excited. I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go.
Have you seen any excitement at a Democratic event like in this stadium?
Or? No, listen, this is amazing. You know, like, you can't generate. I couldn't see.
Folks, that is the, again, brilliant performance by Alex Stringer. Just toeing the line of parody so that the BBC reporter he's talking to has no idea he's being played for a fool. Follow Alex Stringer on X at the Alex Stringer. We had him on just a second ago, but it looks like he just... All right, there you are. Alex, welcome to the show, sir. Congratulations. Well done. This video going totally viral. And you had another video go viral the day before. You're 2 for 2. What do you got set up for today at the DNC?
Well, that remains to be determined because we have to really see what happens, but there's literally, like, I literally have a treasure trove, like, of videos that I've still yet to release just because of how much gold the footage has been. It's just been totally crazy. Like, there's absolutely, so from being at the DNC, there's really absolutely, I don't see any legitimate way for Kamala Harris to actually be president. And I went to the Harris rally, and I have, like, a bunch of videos from people at the Harris rally. And then just from, like, from the protests, there's a trove of people that are openly condemning Kamala. And the, you know, the purpose of this trip is really to just deconstruct and dismantle the narrative that Kamala Harris is actually popular and that people actually like her. And I really want to use this trip to kind of dismantle that narrative. And yes, she is packing stadiums, but I have a video that I'm going to release kind of addressing why that's not something to be as concerned. Well, you should be concerned about it. She's packing stadiums, but it's not in line with the media narrative of her actually being popular.
Okay, so what do you mean? So what have you seen at the DNC that makes you think she's not as popular as they're saying?
Well, there's literal, there's thousands of protesters, none of whom are voting for Donald Trump, Harrison.
Right.
That are calling Kill a Kamala, you know, that are saying abandon Harris. Like, there are signs all over the place in, like, one of the most progressive, wokest cities in America. Like, I felt like I went back into a time machine to, like, 2020 when just from coming here, you know, like, there's more pride flags, American flags in this city. And there's no real, like, grassroots on the ground support from her, from, like, individual regular people. And, you know, you go to this rally and let's be clear about this, right? There were lines going down the block to see Harris and Walz. And there were no celebrities. There were no big performances. There was nothing, like, huge that was going to draw a crowd in. It was, like, a crowd of, like, of boomers, of white baby boomers who, if you saw them at face value, you'd think all they did was watch Fox News all day and were voting for Trump, if you believe what the media said. But it was pretty much all white people. There was no diversity. And you had lines that span multiple city blocks. but then I did a video. Well, I haven't released yet, but I made a video basically just asking the people at the rally if this is actually going to change their vote. Like, if nominating Harris actually changes how they vote. And none of these people actually are going to vote any differently. Like, these are people that are just hardcore, like, blue and on Democrats. Like,
right.
You know, they call us conspiracy theorists, but they think Project 2025 is a real thing. Right. And that Donald Trump, you know,
Well, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people online, and I tend to agree that you've got all these protesters outside, but, like, they're all going to pull the lever for blue. You know, they're all going to vote Democrat when the time comes. They might be mad and, you know, shouting now, but at the end of the day, they still think Trump, Hitler, you know, a black woman, good. Like, they're still going to vote for Kamala, right? Do you really think the people that are protesting right now are going to withhold their votes and let Donald Trump, a.k.a. Hitler, take power? Or is this all a show, or do you think, you know, Democrats really have a lack of enthusiasm?
So I think that if I were to guess, I'd say maybe it's half. Mm. I'd say half of them bite the bullet and do it. But even if, like, even if, God forbid, like, 80% of them bite the bullet, that's still a huge, like, portion of Democrat voters that are not going to vote Democrat, which does play a huge role in, like, swing states and in big elections. And this is actually a big deal because when one candidate is campaigning on price controls, you know, like when one candidate is campaigning on price controls, calling Bitcoin a tool for criminals, and trying to rest on her laurels of the past 4 years, which have been terrible for everyday people. And whose administration, like, well, look, man, when a candidate's campaigned on price controls, 50% unrealized capital gains taxes, censoring the internet and medical mandates. You know, if you love living in America, you really just have no choice. And ultimately, the videos are being done just because, like, you know, dude, I love living in America and I want to continue doing that. Right. And if you don't dismantle this media narrative, there's a real possibility that you might not have a country to live in.
Well,
in 4 years.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that is such a good point. I'm wondering, you know, the dichotomy we're seeing is outside people angry, burning the American flag. On the inside, they're waving signs to say USA, and there's all these signs to say freedom. As somebody who's there on the ground, just like, what are you experiencing? Is this a dichotomy that exists where, like, in the convention center, it's one way and outside it's different, or within the convention center? Like, what's the mood there at the DNC on the floor?
So they're not letting anybody into the convention unless you have, like, a pass. You know, like, you know, they'll let anybody walk across the southern border, but you have to have actually go inside the DNC. When you go into the protests, it almost feels like it's, like, kind of a part. Like, I hate saying this, but it just feels like you're almost just at, like, a street party.
Right.
Dude, like, no, there's no enthusiasm. Like, I'm asking people, like, yo, are you going to vote for Kamala? Are you going to vote for Kamala? Like, a lot of these people are saying no. Like, I did a video with Cornel West, and I asked him about how he felt about Harris, and he just went on camera and said he had absolutely no confidence in Kamala Harris in any capacity. And it's just like, if progressive, like, black thought leaders are openly disavowing people like Harris, like, I don't see a path. Like, I just don't see a real path victory. Right. If this is, like, an option, will some people bite the bullet? Are some people, like, scared of Trump? Do these people believe in unhinged conspiracy theories, like Donald Trump is just going to go after us? He's going to just weaponize the FBI and do everything that's been happening to him. There's actually a very large segment of the population who believes this, and you know, my viewpoint is that you got to be as nice to them as humanly possible to dismantle that narrative. And also, here's the right, like, this Harris campaign, they're like, oh my God, we're running a campaign, you know, where it's strength through joy, Harrison, strength through joy. And I'm like, okay, I love that you're running a campaign based on joy and happiness, because I am going to be as happy as you are supporting Kamala Harris. I'm going to be even happier making fun of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're killing it, man. Culture jamming with the best of them. And we love a little friendly competition. I think you got the competition beat. Alex, you're up against Matt Walsh and Mike Lindell, but your videos are going viral, and I can't wait to see what you come up with today. Thanks for coming on.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer.
But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Old Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We'll be joined in studio by Maria Z in the next hour. We'll be covering all sorts of things. She, of course, co-hosted the DNC coverage last night. We will be covering the DNC tonight. Again, I will be on air probably starting around 7 and taking it all the way to the end. And, of course, why? Why would you ever watch the DNC without an overlay of InfoWars mocking what you're hearing? There's just no reason. So tune in tonight. I will be there. I imagine Chase will be on. Alex may stop by. Today is the big day, right? Tonight is the Kamala Harris speech. She finally will grace us with her presence. And I've been hearing some speculation. I hadn't even really noticed. My friend brought up to me how weird it is that Kamala was not at the convention when she was nominated. She wasn't there when Obama gave a speech. She wasn't there when Biden gave a speech. Maybe she was there when Biden gave a speech, but specifically with the Obamas, is there some contention behind the scenes, I wonder? And Chase brought this up on the first night when he was talking about, you know, Roger Stone predicting Michelle Obama would be the replacement for Joe Biden. And the fact that seems to have not come to fruition. And I noted, you know, well, plans change sometimes. And obviously both of the Obamas gave a speech. Both of the Obama men gave a speech on yesterday or the day before. And Kamala Harris was in a different town. She was in Minnesota. Convention's in Chicago. And I hadn't really noticed that. It's like, oh, yeah, it's like either they're the same person and they can't ever be seen in, you know, two people can't be seen in the room at the same time, like Superman and Clark Kent, or maybe there's some contention there. Maybe there's a reason they don't want to be in the same place at the same time. I don't know. It's one of those things I hadn't really noticed, but then once it was pointed out, it was like, huh, yeah, every time the Obamas show up, Kamala goes to a different state. That's interesting. I wonder if these are the factions warring over the Democratic Party, the sort of Obama-led faction and then the deep state, you know, Anthony Blinken-led faction. One wants their puppet, the other wants their puppet, and they're not exactly on the friendliest terms. Just speculation, but something to take a look at and notice. And again, I'm going to keep going on the DNC here a little bit because I actually want to save some of the non-DNC stories for Maria Z because I really always appreciate her outlook on the way these things are being used by the New World Order to create a one-world government, things like fluoride in the water, poison in the baby food. I got stories on that. I'm going to save for Maria Z and stick with the DNC for a minute now because like I was saying earlier, they are very focused on certain demographics. And one demographic they've identified is the low testosterone, beta male, middle-aged, balding cuck demographic that they really think is important. Let's go now to clip number two, where the Democrats are talking about this and explaining how, you know, they're so happy Tim Walz is there to show men that it can be fun being a subservient little cuckold. Let's watch.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
Abby, we were talking.
We're working on getting male voters to be okay with the leader of your country being a woman and that it's good to be a subservient little cuck. I know you can hear she's kind of halting the way she talks because that's what's going through her mind. She's trying to filter out the honesty and frame it in a way that seems positive when in reality, yeah, they're literally like, no, we're putting out low T. Cucks is the only word for it. Low T, beta male, cuck soy boys. Trying to like co-opt the manly, you know, football jersey, camo hat wearing dudes, but co-opt that style, that look, that attitude into one of, yeah, I'm a man. I do everything my wife tells me. I'm so comfortable in my manhood that I'm fine playing second fiddle to an overbearing, shrieking harpy. Don't you want to be like me? Nope. Yeah, so childless cat ladies and balding soy boy, man-boobed, beta boomer, balding cucks. That's their. Those are their demographics. And, of course, the ethnic demographics that are just, you know, you'll vote for Democrats because you're told to behave, okay? This maybe is the most important video out of the entire DNC. It is the United States Secretary of Commerce being asked about the Bureau of Labor Statistics and not even knowing what that is. Let's go to clip number 8 now.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that. This is like an Aleppo moment, right? What is Aleppo? What is the Bureau of Labor Statistics? It's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. What do you mean you don't know what that means? The name is self-explanatory, lady, and you're the Secretary of Commerce. Maybe you might want to know that. Labrador Skeptic at Says Simulation on X has a very brilliant thread sort of breaking this down, saying the ignorance of these two alpha women is extraordinary. This isn't minor. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is the source of inflation and employment data. Anyone remotely competent in the area knows the name and follows the releases, calling this a mask off moment. They go on. The journalist doesn't know the correct name. The high government official responsible for commerce isn't familiar with the agency or the biggest financial news that, you know, nearly a million jobs had to be revised out of existence. They're wind-up dolls selected on the basis of gender and social skills, a stunning degree of ignorance. I suspect most women would be quite forgiving of them, like, who does know what the BLS is? Come on now. This is a good indicator not just for the economy, but the military and everything else. The top people are gross incompetents selected for political and social skills. Their followers see nothing wrong with that. Meanwhile, the economy and military continue to lose ground relative to rivals. The decline of an empire is watching a comedy of errors while an indifferent and ignorant electorate goes, like, who cares, lol. And now, are there plenty of women that know exactly what the BLS is? Absolutely. But they're not on top because expertise is not what is selected for when it comes to current elites. Ruthless political skills and reliability while ticking the right racial and gender boxes is selected. This is the perfect example of what I frequently write about. Our current elites are not brilliant, but are political parasites who inherited a global empire built by people far better than them and are rapidly running it into the ground in their greed, ignorance, and hubris. Yeah, 100%. Exactly right. Could not be put any better. And it's pathetic and despicable. I put in a video, guys, I don't know if you pulled it in, Colorado governor, because this is exactly what he's talking about. If we can go to that video, this is Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Again, you know, talking about being a beta male cuck type guy and how this is a good thing. And this apparently gets him big cheers, not because he's competent, but because he is not competent, actually, strangely enough. Let's watch.
Look, as a Redditor, gamer, entrepreneur, and Swifty from the free state of Colorado, I'm excited by Kamala Harris's vision for protecting and expanding our personal freedom, internet freedom, and economic freedom. Democrats welcome weird, but we're not weirdos telling families who can and can't have kids who to marry or how to live our lives. These Project 2025 people, like Trump and Vance, are not just weird. They're dangerous. They want to take us backwards. But we aren't going back. Like ever, ever, ever.
Like ever. We're like never going back. We're like never going to have competent leadership ever again. Okay. So just like get used to that. All right. The Swifties and the Redditors agree. Trump's a big meanie and a weirdo. And we're going to keep having sex with our dogs. Okay.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average.
Martin effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
42, child free, it's Sunday fun day, no babysitter needed. Let's go.
And I'm very excited that the Family Sex Show is coming to Bristol.
Really, I feel so much joy when I'm hanging out with my trans friends. And we're just together and sharing space and laughing. And
babies should be aborted 10 months after they're born?
If the mother wants to, yes.
I think them kids.
Also a proud transgender woman, but more importantly, I am the mother of two wonderful transgender and gender expansive children.
In terms of the changes that we see in our society and our culture, I think that women are those change makers.
I'm a school teacher, currently teaching kindergarten. Oh, I'm also a drag performer.
As we know, people get pregnant and not just women. But I hear people over and over and over again say women get pregnant. But that's excluding people that should be a part of the conversation.
The suit says the mayor called the lawyers vulgar names before another profanity-laced tirade, saying, quote, "My blank is bigger than yours and the Italians. I have the biggest blank in Chicago."
When you think about it, really, bringing drag performers together with little kids is kind of a perfect relationship.
To divide the world into boys and girls, men and women, he and she, is so that they can judge people, so they can be mean to people, so they can bully people, so they can decide who's better than somebody else. And it's
all made up.
and trans athletes. We saw them involved in the Olympics. Why not in mixed martial arts and combat sports in general and in sports in, you know, overall?
McLaughlin's got the back of Provost, and now
we might have her.
No. Yes, victory for the trans community.
Come on, come on, come on.
You better believe it. That is from my brother from the flat earth, Robot Polisher. Follow him on X at Robot Polisher. He does absolutely incredible stuff. And hey, look who that is up there on his YouTube channel. I'm in studio with Maria Z. We're going to be back on the other side. Talk about goings on around the world, because as we know, it's not just America that's under attack. It is an attack on Western civilization itself. And whether it's fluoride in the water or price controls on your basic necessities, it's all coming down, folks. Stay with us. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Of course, I'm in studio with Maria Z. She is, of course, a journalist and founder of Z Media. She hosts the fourth hour with of the Alex Jones Show on Tuesdays, and of course, co-hosted the DNC coverage last night. You can find and follow her on X at Z_media. That's Z-E-E-E_media. And the website is zmedia.com. Maria, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again, Harrison. It's great to be here in the morning with you.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And, of course, I've been covering the DNC all day. We got more stories to cover, arguably more important, about poison in the food and water. But you watched the DNC last night on the coverage on InfoWars. I'll be doing it tonight, so tune in, folks, InfoWars.com/show. What were your takeaways from watching last night?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's important. Chase made such a good point last night, which was that as difficult as it is to watch the DNC, and you don't want to do it, I've been watching it all week myself, you need to watch and be familiar with your enemy.
Right.
And so I encourage everyone to tune into the InfoWars coverage because it makes it palatable. Otherwise, you will go insane.
Right.
But you know, my summary throughout the week has really been the same, Harrison, which is that the direction isn't exactly clear. They're pretending that, you know, the campaign of joy, and we all know that this was like a Hitler tagline, really, and tagline. But, you know, the people outside are protesting this party. You just had Alex on, who was talking about the actual sentiment of these people who would normally vote Democrat, and they don't want a bar of Kamala. And, you know, even CNN this morning was, I was tuning in so you guys all don't have to.
Right.
And they were saying that oh gosh, I can't remember the exact point, but the point is even CNN are, you know, turning against her, making certain points. All week, actually, they've been reporting sort of balanced. I guess they're trying to scrape in viewership again, you know, trying to appear like they can be trusted.
Yeah.
But they have actually, you know, Chase and I spoke about this last night, bringing on an expert to talk about her price caps and the fact that this is actually a really terrible idea. We've seen what happened in Venezuela with this. And so, you know, it's interesting to watch the media attacking these things, you know, that normally would just present like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Everyone, we're going to do so well with these price caps. But I think it really is just about appearing more balanced, Chase, Harrison, because at the end of the day, they're all in for the Democratic Party. That's fact.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's what I was asking Alex, you were watching that, like, how much of this is just show and they're going to protest, but at the end of the day, they're going to pull the lever for the Democrats. I think it's absolutely true. And it was the price caps thing that I noticed. Okay, suddenly MSM is coming out against this and they're not so happy about this suggestion. And I mean, she's only come out with a few policies, but all of them have been horrible. I mean, it's price caps. It's, you know, the tax on tips, which she clearly just stole straight from Trump. But then there's, like, you know, the capital gains tax and, you know, some other tax. Like, she's basically just suggested price controls and tax hikes. And it's like nobody thinks this is a good idea. But I guess they're just running with, joy. And, you know, if you, I don't know. I mean, their whole world is just composed of delusion. So that's what I struggle with, is like how to even confront this when it's so clearly bull crap. Like everything they believe is just utter complete nonsense. And they're actually out there going, we're the party of personal freedom that wants to get government out of your life. And it's just, it's like dizzying how big of liars they are and how they just do it and nobody seems to care. It's sort of horrifying in a lot of ways.
They have contempt for their base. They think their base is so stupid and their memories are like goldfish. And they are, because they forgot that this is the party that literally mandated a medical experiment on you. And so, but the dangerous part here, Harrison, is yes, while they're, you know, presenting this, you know, emotional campaign and, you know, really trying to humanize Kamala with the stories about auntie and mum and, you know, trying to make her out like a motherly figure that cares about children. Meanwhile, she loves abortions so much. It's just crazy to me how these people say that they care about kids, but, you know, they have an abortion van out the front or abortion pills out the front of the DNC. But, you know, they're trying to humanize this woman. Meanwhile, and this is such an important point, Harrison, the West is in such serious trouble. And whatever happens here, and this is, by the way, you know, I keep saying this, the reason why I'm here, because Australia is suffering and it really is, you know, an accelerated version of what the Democrats want to achieve here.
It's like a testing ground. Australia's been the testing ground of the New World Order for a long time.
Absolutely. And it is a reflection of the Democrats here. And so our party over there, the equivalent is called Labor. And the Premier of Queensland, who is a Labor Premier, just put out, I don't know if you guys have that tweet that I sent you, that he wants to introduce price caps on fuel.
Right.
And so, of course, Australia's fuel prices have been, you know, insane for a very, very long time, much higher than they are here. And he's floated caps on fuel prices, on fuel price hikes. So this is just a few days after Kamala suggests this communist tactic.
Right.
So the gap where it used to be a few months before, you know, America would do something and Australia catches up, now it's days.
Right. Yeah, and it's it clearly is, you know, it's not a coincidence that all these things are happening across every Western country at the same time. I mean, the same time that, you know, we're talking about the UK, you know, putting people in prison for their speech. You have this story from InfoWars today. 89-year-old death camp survivor, six other pro-lifers face 10-plus years in prison on FACE Act charges. So seven pro-life advocates, including a communist prison camp survivor, face over a decade in prison after having been convicted on Tuesday of a peaceful protest conducted outside of an abortion facility. So they're throwing people in prison in America for, you know, silently praying outside of an abortion clinic, facing up to 10 years for this. So whether it's migration or the attacks on free speech or price controls, it's like they roll this out on an international scale routinely, which, again, is more evidence that forget you know, warning about the global government. We're under a global government. I mean, these policies are coming from some centralized source and being distributed, whether that's the World Economic Forum or the Atlantic Council or some other, you know, managerial organization. Clearly, this is a global attack on the basis of freedom in the West.
It is. And it's I equate it to how they did with COVID, where they tested certain things in certain areas to see how they would work. And then they would, you know, run the social experiment and then try it in a region where they think they can get away with it. For example, yep. extended lockdowns or whatever the case may be.
Australia had the camps that we didn't have here. Yeah.
Yep. Then Canada did. But then New York said, okay, we can get away with this. And Governor Kathy Hochul went to extreme lengths. You know, for people that are watching and you're not familiar with this, Bobby Ann Cox is an attorney that defeated Governor Kathy Hochul's insane quarantine, you know, laws where you don't even have to, the state doesn't have to have proof that you are
sick. If they suspect that you're sick, they're going to throw you in a camp. Like, they actually tried to get camps set up in New York.
Well, that legislation, you know, Hochul was pushing it through, and then attorney Bobby Ann Cox actually defeated that legislation, and then Kathy Hochul used taxpayer money to go and fight that tooth and nail in court to get it back.
Right.
This is how desperately these people want to lock people up in camps. This is serious. This is not, you know, we can't overstate how serious this is. And I know Alex has been covering all the various statements that they've been making lately, you know, even Hillary Clinton about, and Peter Hotez, let's get NATO and Department of Homeland Security to fight anti-vaccine aggression. These people are preparing the soil and conditioning the masses for locking people up for their thoughts. And we see now what's happening in the UK. We see this particular case that you just mentioned. This is just pockets of test runs for what they really want to do to everyone that disagrees with them. This is absolutely so serious.
Yeah, and they do it in an incremental way where, and of course, you know, it's always the problems that they cause that they're trying to solve, apparently. And of course, the way that they solve it is just to aggregate more power unto themselves and provide more control and surveillance and whatever else for them. The petrol prices or, you know, gas prices in Australia or the food prices here, it's a consequence of their, you know, regulations that, you know, are the inflation that they've caused and make things so bad. And so they come along and instead of doing anything to remotely deal with the source of the problem, the inflation crisis, they come along and say, no, we're just going to impose price controls, which, again, when they first came out, that I did a whole historical breakdown for the fact that people have tried price controls for literally thousands of years and they always have the same effect, which is to cause mass starvation, famine and riots across the board. So I hadn't heard of this. You just brought this up right before we went live. Queensland Labor has floated plans to cap fuel prices on 12 state-owned petrol stations just days after Kamala Harris suggests doing this here. Again, how do they get away with this? But also, how do we stop it? Because the problems that they cause are real and do require solutions, but they never go back to the source. They never admit that they were wrong. They never go, well, this was because we implemented this policy, so let's undo that policy. They'll never do that. They never take a step backwards. They always just drive forward and use whatever problems they create to gather more power unto themselves. So, like, how do we deal with this feedback loop?
Yeah, it's a really serious question, Harrison, that we all need to, you know, think about, because the other solution that was proposed in the state of Victoria was state-owned electricity companies, because our electricity in Australia is astronomically high. And Tucker Carlson was recently in Australia talking about this, and he said, you know, you have an abundance of coal, you have an abundance of natural resources, and what we're doing is we're shipping all of that energy production to China to then buy back renewables.
Crazy.
And mind you, another huge scandal just happened. You know, they announced this huge renewable energy, you know, environmental pollution plan where they just fill the earth with solar panels. But they're going to be exporting a huge portion of that to Singapore.
Oh, my God.
So you're destroying Australian land to export the energy overseas. And coincidentally, they just made a deal with Singapore to bring their foreign troops into Australia to help deal with disasters.
Really?
Yes. At the same time that they did this deal to export the energy that we're now ruining Australian environment to create to Singapore. So it's all very interesting how it's happening. I don't mean to go off track. I actually had a point, but, you know, you just every day there's something to report on in terms of how these people are destroying the West. And they propose state-owned energy companies in the state of Victoria because, you know, the prices are so high. So they're driving these prices up. They're the ones driving inflation. They're the ones that are driving the cost of living up. They keep importing, whether it be legally or illegally, immigrants. And then the cost of living goes up for everyone. There's a huge housing shortage in Australia. So, of course, we're going to build community housing in smart cities to
right,
help
right,
you
of
all.
Course.
You know, you only need to look like at a country like South Africa to see what a state-owned energy company means.
Right.
They will cut your energy as they see fit. In fact, they already did that in the state of Queensland, where that Stephen Miles is the premier. You know, if you want to know what it looks like having a state-owned gas company, just go and look at when in the middle of summer in Queensland, which is very hot last year, they cut air conditioning remotely to over 200,000 homes and businesses. They actually cut their air conditioning, their climate control in a very, very hot state, mind you. Queensland
right.
is very hot and humid. In the middle of summer because, we didn't have enough. It was peak time.
Right.
Sorry?
Yeah. No,
you know?
It's crazy. And of course, you know, the ultimate irony is as they're shutting down coal power plants and selling all this energy to China, China, meanwhile, just this week, invested $28 billion to build 11 new nuclear power systems. Meanwhile, like literally at the exact same time this week, Germany is making a big deal out of shutting down their nuclear power plants, and they collapsed it. You know, they did a big controlled demolition of a nuclear power plant in Germany on exactly the same day that China opened up 11 new reactors with $28 billion. So nothing that we do applies to China, and yet, you know, they pollute more than anybody. And we could just build nuclear, but we refuse to, and all of the natural resources we have are not being used. So it's just insane. And again, this is the frustration where it's like, do we really even have to explain? Like, why do we have to explain this? It's so obvious. It's so apparent how bad their ideas are and how they run this same program of problem, reaction, solution over and over and over. And people just fall for it again and again and again. And it's extremely troubling. But it's funny that you say, like, don't mean to go off on a tangent, but all of this is related, isn't it? I mean, all of this is deeply intertwined. It's all the same sort of mindset that's pushing all of these different things. And I hadn't heard about this story either that you brought up, because it ties into the price controls of gas, which ties into the price controls of food here in America. City-owned grocery stores would be oasis for Chicago's food deserts on southwest sides. I hadn't heard about this. So what is this about? Chicago is doing state-owned grocery stores now?
Yep. So Chicago could fill food desert with three-store network of city-owned grocery stores, the consultant says. And they say that it could serve as a roadmap for Mayor Brandon Johnson. I'd be really interested to see if he's part of the global covenant of mayors. I'm going to take a look on the break, Harrison, and to see if he is, because they say that it's going to be the first big city in the nation to enter a competitive and volatile grocery market with razor-thin profit margins. And it, actually, St. Paul, Kansas, and Baldwin have done so. So there's already been places that are wanting to take this up. This is absolutely devastating, because what happens is then you price out the farmers, then you price out all competition, and you don't have control over what these people are putting in the food. You know, you're going to have vaccine lettuce and mRNA everything, biotech food, cancer meat, you know, all of the things that they want to enforce on you. So they price you out of being able to live. They make it completely unaffordable for you to live. And then they give you these state-owned options, which they control what's in there. And should you wish to purchase something anywhere else, oh, well, you can't do that once you have a digital ID linked to your social credit score, which, right, by the way, Biden just introduced as well. I mean, this is catastrophic.
It absolutely is. And of course, there are multiple of them. You're mentioning one, the Confederation of Mayors or whatever it is. There's the other one I'm blanking on the name of, but we've covered it a bunch. I keep wanting to say like COP 24 or something. But it's all these cities, you know, hundreds of cities across the globe that have agreed to, at the local level, start implementing, you know, these C40. There you go.
Yep.
Yes, the C40 cities. Exactly. And so, you know, when it comes to the cities, they're like, well, we can't stop people from eating meat, but we can no longer serve meat in prisons, and we can no longer serve meat in, you know, the cafeterias and government facilities. So if it's the government owning these grocery stores, don't expect to have meat. I mean, expect to have the C40 program of you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You won't be able to eat meat. Everything being extremely restricted. I mean, that will apply to these grocery stores where they'll have, if they have meat, it'll be some lab created abomination, not anything natural. So it, again, it's all about control. And look, food deserts happen for a reason. It kind of like how they, you know, they talk about corporate greed is driving up prices. They're going to stop price gouging. It's like, no, these people, as this article notes, exist on a razor thin margin. And when you have a store where it's constantly being robbed and it's constantly, you know, shoplifting is a huge issue and they can't get insurance because, you know, insurance doesn't want to, you know, cover a store in that neighborhood, then it's the crime and it's the policies of the Democrats that create the food deserts because they make it unprofitable and impossible for stores to exist in these areas. And so then they come along with the government and say, well, you know, we'll take it over. Just comes with a lot of control and, you know, invasive and pernicious activity, you know, comes in its wake. So again, problem, reaction, solution.
There's a simultaneous thing happening, though. Mayor Adams of New York announced this a little while ago that he's working with American Express to be able to limit the amount of meat that people are buying.
Right.
With their American Express cards. And he's like, so proud, you know, American Express are helping us fight climate change. And so this is, again, a shadow of what a central bank digital currency would look like, programmable currency where they control what you can and can't buy. You know, whether you can or can't buy ammunition or whatever the case may be. And of course, you know, even if you don't have a CBDC, if you have a digital ID, it will achieve that because the banks will link your ID to all of your purchases. And it may not take effect straight away, but eventually this is their goal. And it was only a couple of weeks ago, actually, that I was guest hosting Alex's show, maybe the first week that I got here, where I brought up that C40 Cities report of everything that they want to achieve. They want to limit your travel to...
Oh, they're very open about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Sorry, not to interrupt, but I mean, C40, we went deep on that on this show too. And I mean, when you read it, and it's like, you know, the ultimate goal by 2050 is maybe every once every 3 years, you'll take a one short haul flight. And that's the amount that you'll travel and you'll be able to get 20 items of clothing per year. And, you know, this much meat. I mean, literally it is dictating down to like the ounce, how much you're allowed to eat, down to the mile, how much you're allowed to drive. It is total control, total subjugation. You'll never see the Mediterranean again. No, literally they're putting in plans into place where it's like, you'll never be able to go on a vacation. You'll never be able to own a car. You'll never be able to own a house. You'll never be able to buy meat. That is their plan. It's well documented. They've signed the agreement saying they're going to put these measures forward, and they're doing it at a local, national, and international level. It is a full spectrum attack.
Yeah, and they want to achieve this by 2030. And Harrison, I'm seeing like Australia passed digital ID, Indonesia passed digital ID, the US has now introduced it, which I knew was coming because the bill was sitting there in the background just ready. You know, I'd been warning about it for months, and then, you know, just before Biden gets out, whoever's controlling his brain is like, sign here. And so this should absolutely be an election issue for Americans, because if you look at other countries that have digital ID, for example, Iceland, you know, it's you can't do anything without it.
It is the ultimate control mechanism.
It is.
I'm trying not to use the word literally, but it's literally revelations. I mean, it's literally the mark of the beast. So, you know, it's, you talk about full spectrum control of humanity from, and control of finances from the transactional level. They get to determine whether or not you get a ride. They get to determine whether or not you buy food. And they don't want you to buy a food or get a ride anywhere. So just they're making this public. They're making it known. And, you know, there's a lot of talk in the conspiracy world about like how they'll sort of tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And a lot of times that takes the form of like movies that seem to show events before they happen. But more importantly is when they actually tell you, here's our plan, here's what they're doing. Because in their mind, if you don't stop them, then you're co-signing. You're actually involved in it now. You have no right to speak up because you didn't speak up before it happened. So when they tell you that they're doing the C40 system and you're not going to be able to eat meat or buy clothes anymore, it's up to you to stop them, because once it gets into place, it'll be very hard to extricate ourselves from the system. Impossible, even.
Yeah, I agree. And again, they don't even need the central bank digital currency. You know, I had Catherine Austin Fitz on the show with me not too long ago, and she was saying they're already, you know, able to do this through your banks.
Yep.
And so
and the banks are cooperating and leading it.
Absolutely they are. And, you know, even now in Australia, I don't know if it's happening in the US, but in Australian bank statements, with the, if you do it with the major banks, it tells you your carbon rating next to your transaction.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's already happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, with January 6th and stuff, they were asking banks to send them transactions of everybody who'd been to a Bass Pro Shop or bought a Bible recently. So, I mean, the reporting, the surveillance, the control mechanisms are already being put into place. It's being done incrementally, but they're telling you where we end up eventually, and it's total digital slavery worldwide under a system that despises all of us. We'll be back on the other side to talk about it more, including the fluoride in the food and water, which is a core component of this. They need you weak and stupid for them to make their plans work. We'll be right back with Maria Z. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the American Journal InfoWarsStore.com. Keeps us on the air.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. In studio with me is Maria Z at Z underscore media. That's Z with three E's. And the website, ZEEEmedia.com, is where you can find her work. Now, we've talked a lot on this show about C40, the C40 cities. C40.org is where you can find their website. And this is one of the most pernicious and destructive, I don't even know what you'd call it, alliances you could possibly imagine. And yet, Maria Z, you just told me about this other one I hadn't even heard of. So this is C40 cities. How many cities do they have exactly? C40 has 96 member cities, 96 member cities, making up more than 22% of the global economy.
And the last time I checked, no Russian cities, by the way.
Oh, no, right. Well, that's why we're at war with them, I imagine. So 96 cities, this is a big deal. Then you tell me about the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy. They have, C40 has 96 cities, and the Global Covenant for Mayors and Climate and Energy has 13,491 cities. Bit bigger, I would say. And of course, they are partnered. If you go down to the bottom, they're partnered with the C40 cities. And it looks to me like they're using the exact same website hosting platform as C40. So clearly these are being operated by the same people. But this is the danger of globalism, isn't it, Maria? That you have not just the World Economic Forum working on this at the international level. Their, you know, constituents, their agents go into the national governments, they implement them on the national level. Then the state governments have people implementing these plans on the state level. Then the cities have them implementing them on the city levels. Neighborhoods, I'm sure, are in some sort of conclave. And there's just thousands of these organizations all working to orchestrate movements at the local, national, and international level, all pushing the same agenda: decarbonization, no meat, no food, no travel, no going anywhere without permission. It's all the same agenda. It is global human enslavement and one world government. And yet people have no idea about this. And even when you tell them about it, it's so far-fetched and unbelievable what these people are trying to implement that people like don't even know how to deal with it. When you read the C40 program and you see that they are literally planning on you never eating meat again, never taking another trip on a plane again, never owning a car again, and they are implementing those policies as we speak through corporations and governments – this is a big thing, Maria. I mean, it's like too big for some people to wrap their minds around.
If you pair that with the Policy Horizons Canada Biodigital Convergence documents, this is an official government website. They talk about how, you know, and all of these transhumanists, they talk about how, oh, you know, AI is basically going to be your government and your God, and you can visit your mum through a hologram in your lounge room.
Right.
And because of all the nanobots in your body, you're going to feel like you're actually giving her a hug. It's going to give you the sensation like you're hugging your mum, even though you're not. This is their vision for the future. And through these organizations like the Global Covenant of Mayors, C40, that is how they are going to, through a staggered approach, achieve locking you in a digital prison forever. And by the way, that name, Global Covenant of Mayors, and Harrison and I checked over the break, the mayor of Chicago is actually listed on there, committed in 2020, which is a really strange thing to be doing during a global pandemic. Harrison, you're thinking about limiting people's meat. Fascinating. But think about that word, covenant. That is a religious commitment.
Right.
That is, It's occultic in nature, you know, for them at least. It's not always occultic connotations, but for them it definitely is.
Right.
And so, you know, if you pair that with what the transhumanists want to achieve, you can see how, you know, they're going to achieve their vision. They want to eliminate government. That's why they want you to hate your leaders right now. That's why they, you know, select despicable leaders like Keir Starmer or Anthony Albanese in Australia, who literally are there to demoralize the country. And, you know, for a lot of people, it is working, except for those that have that resilience and that strength that say, no, you're not going to demoralize me. You're not going to destroy my patriotism. But that their plan is to wear you out over years and years and years of this operation. And I hope it doesn't wear people out, Harrison. I hope that the more that gets exposed and the more that people realize how this all interconnects, kind of like that meme from Horrible Bosses 2 where the guy's standing at that board and you've got all the, you know, the red strings, everything's connected. I hope that people become more energized through that. I know it can be overwhelming for some, but we've got to get the whole picture to be able to withstand what's coming.
And you know, the uplifting thing about this is when you know how many agencies are involved in this, when you know how much money is poured into this. I mean, I was just marveling at, when you scroll down to the bottom of this, you know, Alliance of Partners, you know, the C40 cities and the Global Government of Mayors for Climate Change and Bloomberg Philanthropies and Eurocities and UN Habitat and United Cities for Local Governments and Energy Cities and the European Commission and the Climate Alliance. And it's like, oh my God, that, you know, this cacophony, this massive plethora of organizations and money and everything going into this. And yet, they're having trouble, and yet they can't quite get it done. They keep hitting roadblocks. They keep having their plans exposed, and people rise up against it. So if you're looking for the silver lining to this, you know, incoming thundercloud approaching, it's that they're already pouring billions of dollars, billions of man hours into this program, and yet they can't quite get it done because there's still that human spark that rejects the control, that sees this and rebels against it. They do not have an easy job ahead of them, and as much as they want to make it look like this is the easy path, just come along with us and all that trouble, you know, will go away. And I think your point is very brilliant, especially when you think about how often they talk about how we're a democracy and we are champions of democracy. And in a way, it's getting people to go, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have a say. Everything's terrible when you have democracy. So why should the regular people have a say? Just hand everything over to the elites and they'll manage everything for us and tell us it's going well. It's horrifying how big and widespread and massive this hydra that we're fighting is. But it's uplifting sort of knowing that's what they need to overcome just normal people living their lives and refusing to comply with their ridiculous mandates. So don't think for a second that what we're saying here is that it's impossible or hopeless. No, the reality is when you look at the effort they're putting into enslaving us, it's evidence of how, you know, freedom is still so powerful as a force in the world today.
Absolutely. And it's evidence of the fact that they know that human beings are more intelligent than they, you know, they despise us and they see us as cattle, but they know that human beings are intelligent enough that you need an entire world's conglomerate media
right,
to fool them into being afraid of the sniffles. Like, you know, look at the absolute war machine that has been launched against humanity, and we're still here saying we're not complying.
Right.
We're not doing that. We're resisting. We are exposing you, and we are going to build a better future. I mean, can you imagine the infuriation of these people, Harrison, to know that they're so weak and pathetic that they can't, you know, penetrate the minds of humanity? This is amazing.
Yeah. No, it really is. You've got these ultra-powerful people just demanding you submit, and the great thing about their entire plan is it all falls apart when you go, nah. That's it. All you have to do is look them in the eye and go, I'm not doing that. And that's it. They can't. The whole thing falls apart. Basic knowledge of what's happening and resistance against it is enough to defeat this plan.
I agree. And I mean proper non-compliance. Like I've said a million times, if people around the world, and I know this is very, you know, utopian and unlikely, but if people around the world said no to injection mandates, it would have been over in less than 2 weeks.
Right.
There is no way that every single business would put up with being shut down and losing money and the elites on top, or the self-proclaimed elites on top, and the Rothschilds putting up with, you know, bleeding, hemorrhaging profits for more than 2 weeks. It wouldn't have happened.
Right.
The worldwide economy would have stopped for 2 weeks. Everyone says, okay, you want to impose injection mandates, I resign. See you later.
Yeah.
I know people that did that, and they were called back to work the next week because the company couldn't handle it.
Right.
You know? So it's like, if everyone did that, we would stand a chance. This is why we need to be informed. This is why people need to tune into InfoWars, Harrison. This is one of the most, in my opinion, the most important networks in the world, because you cover all of this and you're informing people in a way that no one else is. So I'm grateful to you and to the crew. I really am.
Well, it's all about, you know, as I see it, it's like we're drawing constellations here. Everybody knows the little data points, but you got to draw them all together and see the big picture for what it is. Because what it is a horrifying future of technocratic slavery.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal with Maria Z in studio with me. She is, of course, a journalist and founder of Z Media, Z-E-E-E Media. You can follow her on X at Z_media, and the website is zmedia.com. Let's talk about health, shall we?
Let's do it.
U.S. government report says fluoride at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in kids. This is from the AP News, folks. I mean, we've been telling you about it at InfoWars for literally decades, but now apparently they're coming around. U.S. government report expected to stir debate concluded that fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in children. And again, they've done studies. They've done a Harvard study on this in China where they showed drinking fluoride in your water, even naturally occurring fluoride, can lower your IQ by one standard deviation, which I believe is about 10 points, which is massive, which is absolutely huge. And this just goes into everything else that we're talking about, Maria, that it's clearly on purpose. They've known this forever. This was the original reason fluoride was put in the drinking water, was to create subservience and stupidity in the people that were drinking it, because stupid, subservient people don't rise up against their masters. I mean, is it as simple as that, do you think?
Yes. apart from the fact that they hate us, they want to poison us in every which way that they possibly can.
Right.
It is hugely linked to creating a docile population. This is the reason that the media is so, you know, like even the entertainment. It's not really informative. It doesn't really inspire or cause you to be of a good moral character. They're trying to
dumbing you down. These are the types of words we're going to start using once our IQ gets low enough. We're all being dumbed down.
That was good.
They want you dumbed down, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They want to dumb you down so that you aren't even able to process. You know, Harrison, people that have been drinking tap water for years would not be able to process our last segment.
Right.
You know?
Very simply, yeah. You know, it's like the doublespeak from George Orwell, you know, creating a language where you cannot express complicated and significant ideas. And I was thinking about that, you know, especially with foreigners who don't speak English very well. Like, are you going to have a conversation about, you know, the rights of man and moral obligations with people who, you know, you can hardly have a regular conversation with? Like, if you can't speak intelligently to one another, you can't do anything complicated or important. You're just stuck at sort of base level. So yeah, it's about keeping us literally incapable of, you know, even organizing a resistance to them.
And just on the poisoning again,
I hadn't seen this story.
Sent you this story as well. PFAS, forever chemicals found in water samples across Sydney. Sydney water data reveals. Now, the fascinating thing about this is that they actually said that it was, it's confirmed, and they found them in June. PFAS were detected at levels considered unsafe in the United States at key Sydney water filtration plants. Sydney is in New South Wales in Australia, and it mentions the suburbs there and says in June. And then the US EPA believes there is no safe level for 2 PFAS in drinking water due to the health risks to humans. And, of course, this is exposures over a long period of time can cause cancer and other serious illnesses. And we're talking about, you know, what's fascinating to me is, Harrison, they said that they found it in June. So what, it took them a couple of months to confirm this and let the people know, hey, don't drink the cancer water.
Right.
And what, it takes you 2 months to confirm this, but you can confirm that COVID is spreading through, you know, one swab of the sewage water. I mean, what, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's, and of course, Alex Jones has been warning about this for decades and totally ignored, totally laughed at. It's almost like they deliberately ignore problems until they're too big to solve. Until the plastics are literally everywhere. They're in the fresh snow in Antarctica at this point, and they're in, you know, the fetuses, and you know, you're being poisoned with plastics before you're even born at this point. And now it's at this point, now they're coming out and going, gee, these PFAS look awful bad. Man, these things are not healthy for us. They cause cancer and they mimic estrogen and cause all sorts of other because it's not just the cancer. Like, cancer is the big, like, if you get cancer from PFAS, that's real bad. But it's all the subtle damage that they do. It's, you know, maybe you're not going to become retarded from drinking fluoride water, but if they just crank down that intelligence just a point per year for 10 years, everybody's an idiot by the end of it, but you've hardly noticed. So it's the subtle impact these things are having that's really, you know, altogether, collectively destroying the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm, now that I'm settled in, I'm going to be getting an Alexa Pure water filter from you guys. Support InfoWars, encourage everyone to do the same, because this is so, I mean, I haven't been drinking tap water for years.
Right.
And I don't have fluoride in my toothpaste. And, you know, I've been aware of this stuff for a while, but I wish I was aware of it a lot a long, you know, a long, long time ago.
Because you can protect yourself against it, and that's the thing. At InfoWars, we always sort of have the two paths we're taking. One is to try to change this at the policy level. We want there to be, like, if the government's going to exist, it should protect its people against being poisoned by, you know, corporations pouring sewage into the drinking water. Like, that's an actual good use of the government for once, if they felt like doing something like that. So we have the policy level. We want this to change on a systematic scale. But then personally, you can protect yourself against this. You can get water filters. You can get air filters. Plastic particles in the air is a major issue, and the dust that settles on the ground. That's why kids have so much higher plastics, because if they're close to the ground and crawling around, they're breathing in or interacting with the dust that's plastic particles that incorporates into their body. So we want to solve this at the policy level, but in the meantime, you got to be protecting yourself as an individual against these poisoning attempts.
I always say this, Harrison, we have to fight outside of the system just as much as we fight inside of the system, and of course I mean peacefully.
Right.
We need to be prepared for utter chaos outside while we try to fix this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is a futile effort. Number one, because we're morally required to, I think, knowing what we do. But secondly, I still believe that there's a possibility for change. I believe that this election is going to affect the whole West. And I truly think that Trump will make a difference to the rest of the West. I really do. I don't agree with absolutely everything. You're never going to agree with absolutely everything. But I certainly think that that's a better future for America and consequently the rest of the West than I think that communist Kamala wanting to put price fixing on things. And, you know, we're just seeing the flow and effect from these people who are committed to killing us.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and that is even something like this, you know, knowing that there's forever chemicals. Okay, you say you just found out 2 months ago. You say, oh, now we've finally confirmed that fluoride's damaging the IQ. Now you confirmed?
Right.
Now?
Yeah, we're gonna try feeding it to kids for 100 years, and then we'll look into whether or not it destroys their brain. It's absurd to think that these people are serious about what they're doing. It's clearly all orchestrated. Clearly they've known this forever. Why they're coming out with it now, who's to say? Some of the story, and again, this is an AP News article. It's reading like an InfoWars article from 20 years ago. Since 2015, federal health officials have recommended a fluoridation level of 0.7 milligrams per liter of water. For five decades, the recommended upper range was 1.2. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, has set the safe limit for fluoride in drinking water of 1.5. So according to the World Health Organization, you can have twice as much fluoride as some of the national federal health officials say is a healthy amount. And, you know, I've talked to people about this, and they don't really take it seriously. They're sort of like, well, you know, it can't be making everybody stupid because I know smart people. But just imagine what the world would be like if everybody you knew was 10 points higher IQ, if you were 10 points higher IQ. I mean, I think if I were to, like, cast a spell and remove 10, you know, intelligence points from you, you would notice. It would be like torture. You would sit there and be going, I used to understand things, and I don't anymore. That's the world that we live in, and people don't even realize, and they don't think it's that big of a deal.
I could certainly benefit from 10 additional IQ.
Right.
I mean, we all could. We all could. We'd be even sharper against these maniacs, you know.
Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. I'm not saying we're not sharp, you know, by any stretch, but I think, again, Harrison, the point that we were making before is the more informed that people are, the more they can resist this, the more they can prepare them and their families to survive outside of this matrix that they've created. Yeah. But we cannot become discouraged. We cannot become disillusioned with the whole thing. We have to try and make the world a better place, just for everyone as well, out of love for our neighbor as much as love for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so thank you for your contribution to that. I'm grateful.
No, it's my pleasure. I'd like to thank the InfoWars audience for keeping us on the air, and you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a water filter. Get yourself an air filter. Get yourself all of this stuff, because we don't just tell you the problems. We offer solutions as well, and InfoWarsStore.com has a wide selection of not just water filters and air filters, but supplements that help you combat the poisoning that's happening on a continual basis. Maria Z, thank you so much for being with us. It's always too short with you. I understand you'll be on Alex Jones a little bit later today. You can follow Maria at Z_media, zmedia.com. I will be back tonight to cover the DNC live. Not sure who's going to be with me. Maria, if you want to come, or whoever is welcome, but I hope to see our audience there. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.